Watson Hall presents. The Perishing of Sir Ashby Phipps. With Jimin Beg as the Game Master.
Should we start again?
Recap then, Nick, eh?
Yes, we...
Tell us where we are.
We done a good thing. We had many, many plans to get... We finally came to the conclusion it wasn't the silver, it was the jar that it was placed in that said, get back, you bastards.
We're not 100%
I'll break
sure.
your legs or something on the outside of the jar. What was it? Something in Latin that was like...
Italian, back, which is almost Latin.
Back the F up.
Get off.
Yeah. So that was like a cursed jar. And we came up with all plans like switching it with another jar or smashing it on the floor or... I don't know what we'd drink like, but we came up with a convoluted plan to release a wildcat into his shop so that it smashed very specific jars.
I'd like to say thank you, but no, smash all the jars, really, anything.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you for saying we came up with that plan and not just laying it at my feet.
Okay.
I appreciate the blame spreading there.
We ended up with trying to catch a feral cat, and in the end we decided that Professor Zane would instead go in and lean upon it. And despite everyone mocking Professor Zane, everyone he's ever met who said, "Have you heard of me?" has heard of him, and has got
they
one
both
of his
have.
So he had heard of me.
Keep you away from most people.
Your publisher is in Lincolnshire, or that's where they keep their printing press.
For tax purposes,
some of the locals have been picking stuff off their junk pile.
When you remainder a book and withdraw it, it's a lot cheaper just to give it
Lincoln,
to the locals for compost.
At this period, Lincoln is very well known for its landfill.
Anyway, my books aside, I flim-flammed my way into the shop. I didn't have to do that because it's a free shop. It's not a free shop. It's an open shop. Except when it's closed. What do I mean by that? I mean that anyway.
Somebody else wants to recap.
I went into the shop. I got the jar. Paid him some money. It didn't matter because it was
entirely unreasonable amount of money. But he was taking advantage of the clearly insane. So fair enough.
We got the jar. What did we do with the jar then?
We have not actually done anything with that jar yet.
Okay, and then we were thinking. We would investigate how many people had gone nuts related to this. So we were trying to find out who he'd photographed, but it's difficult because he visits. He's like a recalcitrant itinerant. Which one?
Itinerant.
The one where you go around a bit.
Or possibly suffragan.
Itinerant.
Suffragette photographer.
It's probably not recalcitrant, but I mean, it could be. It just depends on circumstance.
I'm going to have to Google recalcitrant now. Anyway, he pops up and photographs people. Oh no, he isn't that. So he took a lot of photos of a lot of people, like even poor people he done. And so, I mean, I don't know how you know when somebody's very poor has gone insane, but so that's hard to check.
They don't get a private room.
They stop working.
Because the local newspaper stories that you're looking at are things like, you know, Nutter runs down street.
Instead of eccentric...
Extensive gentleman retires for
exposes
rescue.
Genitals in restaurants or something. That probably wouldn't be reported like that. It'd be takes down its particulars in eating establishment. And they wouldn't avoid saying restaurant, would they?
It's 1866. They've got some amazing descriptions for people.
Out of everything you said, you thought restaurant was the bit the Victorians might get upset about.
Yeah.
So we then looked in the local papers for... insanity and deaths.
And we found quite a lot of it. But then there's no linkages, so...
And then did we have a map?
Yes.
And it was all basically centred around...
Looks like the last measles outbreak.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we were looking for cases in Lincolnshire and around Lincolnshire, and shocker, all the cases we found were in or around Lincolnshire. So I don't know what to draw from that conclusion.
Lots of people go mad.
Spidery web of red lines is what you draw from it.
Well, yeah, but I didn't.
Quite a lot in Cleethorpes, as you discovered.
Oh, yeah, the word Cleethorpes came up a lot, didn't it? And isn't that a shithole, isn't it? Am I right in thinking?
Not in the
if anybody
Victorian
from Cleethorpes would like to weigh in on this, that's Dr. Nicholas Marsh, care of.
I am a professional doctor. What am I? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
County denigrator?
Yes, professional county denigrator. And I'm from Manchester.
So. Professional recalcitrant? I thought you were from Salford.
Let me look at what that means again. Yeah.
I think it can mean resistant to certain chemicals, but that's not what it means in everyday conversation.
I don't think I'm that, no.
Are you not resistant, then? Okay.
Yes.
Sort of defiant?
He must be looking at the beer he drinks.
I am a recalcitrant beer drinker. Mm. No, I'm not. I've just fallen for the nonsense to try and make me buy colourful cans, haven't I? But works, doesn't it? It makes me happy. Nothing wrong with that.
Does it, though?
It does.
Probably the alcohol.
That's true. So,
anyway, so we've worked out that there's a lot of... very nice. We've got an awful lot of... suddenly I'm thinking about the Book Tower with Tom Baker.
That's great audio.
He had the, yeah.
Hope no one's listening this evening in the toilet.
That Monty Python sketch about the embarrassment potential of sound. Not even words like tits, winkle and vibraphone can match the embarrassment potential of sound.
Right. So, we haven't been... I suppose we haven't followed the lead for the little shop in Otley, which may or may not still be there, but it's miles away.
We haven't got any reason to deal with it. We've not been hired by the Crown. You know, we're just trying to sort things out about this bloke.
The thing that does occur to me is if there is anything else from that ship, might it be contaminated? So it might be worth going and having a look said. There.
Yeah. Or burning the shop down.
I suppose.
Yeah. Only way to be sure.
Why don't we phone them up? Terribly sorry, train's not really running as we'd hoped, so we can't get up there. Would you mind burning your shop down for us?
or the canny shopkeeper says,
we'll send a postal order.
Oh yes, this whole room is stuff from that ship. You'd better buy all of it to be on the safe side.
That's why it's easier to burn it there. So had we decided to go to the asylum, or was that something
no,
I was thinking
in my you keep suggesting we go to the
head.
Asylum. I'm starting to feel got at.
Did you see the news story today that a guy turned up at a hospital in America complaining he got heart trouble and difficulty breathing. And while he was there, he said, I have a bit of difficulty with stalkers and so on, so I just wanted to check these securities are right. So I'm a singer with the Four Tops. And they went, oh, yes, sir. And they had him in a straitjacket and refused to treat him for what turned out to be a serious heart condition. And only when he got them to actually look at a video of a performance of the Four Tops did they eventually go, you are actually a singer with the Four Tops. He's suing them. They did offer him a $20 gift certificate.
Yes.
As an apology.
For a Band-Aid, I assume.
I mean, that wouldn't get you very far.
Jacket,
would it, no, $20.
And a free straitjacket next time you come past.
Yeah,
I particularly like how his wife was there, patiently explaining to them that yes, he was a member of the Four Tops, and they were just ignoring him.
Mass delusions.
You know, if you've got a ginger-haired white guy who's claiming loudly to be a member of the Four Tops, you've got some cause to think, really.
Yeah.
But if you've got a guy who's like the right age and singer, and you can look up his name, all very simple stuff. But anyway. Back to the world of fanciful entertaining
madness. Would never have happened to Barry Gibb.
Mm.
That's my thing.
Yes, indeed. So where to first?
Did you want to go and look at the mad people? Do you need some entertainment, or should we carry on with the
actual
investigation?
Well, should we go and talk to Dr. Lorne? Is it Dr. Lorne?
Dr. Lorne? It's not Dr. Lorne.
Dr. Lorne is...
There is no Dr. Lorne.
Hero, but...
Dr. Walsh?
Dr. Walsh, correct.
Not even anagram of Lorne.
Wallen.
Narwhal.
Dr. Wallen.
Warren. Dr. Wallen. Hello, I'm Dr. Wallen.
I can see why they went with Dr. No in the end, can't you? Right. Let's go to the asylum then.
To what end?
I've got a great cover story. We're all singers in the Four Tops. Well, we want to find... Well, I don't know. I don't really know.
See, this. Well, I've been here before where we all go, oh, yes, we can go in and this is how we can find out all this and blah, 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 blah. But what we're going to find out is the bit we're usually a bit vague on till we turn up.
Well, do we need perhaps confirmation of how dangerous this flask is? Mind you... Well, can we find out? I suppose what we need to know is there a common link between the insanities and them getting photographized by this shop? And if there is... Then we can... Then...
Which would be more easily done by cross-referencing his records with the newspaper records than going to a madhouse, don't you think?
Well, let's do that then.
I mean, they're not nice places at this period.
Presumably,
even the well-meaning ones aren't exactly a jolly.
No. Well, perhaps then, yes, we should see if we can look at his records.
Principal accepted causes of madness, mental weakness.
Women.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Being female, yeah, yes. That was a good one, of course.
Being female and having ideas.
Shocking.
You do mathematics, you say?
Right. I don't know what I'm saying, right. I haven't got any idea. I think we should go to the photography shop again. And asked to look at his records and cross-reference that.
The one of us who hasn't already been there.
Well, Zane could go back.
I didn't leave with me tail between me legs.
Don't know. No. Oh, he gave him some money, he did.
Yeah, so obviously he'll say, well, so yeah. I'll let you see the records for a price. But I don't think we could go back without it looking a bit weird. So, if you can get a copy of the map, or at least a list of the addresses and names...
Yeah, I'm assuming this is a map you make while you're...
Right.
While you're reading through these notes.
Yes, so in that case, we'll probably have been jotting down any information we've got for addresses, names, and so on.
Which is quite a lot at this period.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They do actually publish people's full addresses in the newspaper, don't they?
Yeah. Nutter of 13 Swindell Close.
I guess that's because no one's going to tweet your address or anything. So you need someone to dox you. It's Victorian doxing. All right. Well,
we asked, who is the perfect lover? And a staggering 84% of you said it was Judy Huxtable of Cheshire. And for those of you who didn't get it, her address is 14 Priory Terrace.
Well, we've got a list of names of delirious people and... possibly delirious but dead people. All right, so let's have a look.
Yeah.
So who's going in the shop? We could all go.
Well, I don't think I should go back in, or the Reverend really, because the kind of circumstances where we went in and so on, if we then go back after you've got this stuff, I think that looks odd. To me, it would be less peculiar if you went back in, particularly since you have got on with the man very well and given him a lot of cash.
Yeah, but he might...
Cash, as I recall.
He might want some more... All of our cash, just more of your cash than mine.
Mm. Yeah. How much of it was yours?
What, mine?
No.
I don't think any
Nick,
of it
I was
Nick,
thinking.
Wasn't
sorry,
Nick's.
The audio cut
out. Exactly, yeah.
The audio cut out a bit.
Resting in your account. Yes. Okay. I think we'll do that. We'll go to a tea shop or something.
Well, so I've got to go back in again.
Yes, but you don't have to be crazy and super persuasive or anything. You just say that some information's come up and
you can explain that you've had your lithium now.
Yeah. What was your tack last time
on
why you needed it?
It's a thing of power. It is a thing of terrible danger. Please. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. So now you've found some potential links, and what you want to do is to know whether, you know, the stuff has sort of been in these areas or whatever. Okay. And if you could, you've got this list of names that you could show him, mm-hmm. rather than you're just trying to go through his records and get information from him.
I don't want it to be list of mysterious deaths at the top.
Well, it doesn't have to be. Just label it something like happy party times. I don't know.
I'll just do a list without a...
Yeah.
I've explained incidents. I mean, everything,
don't draw little skulls.
The milk bill is that.
No. Why are all skulls? These people crossed out? Okay, I'll...
So the first one on the happy fun list is the late Mr...
All right, I'll go in the shop again.
Okay. Bring. Just a moment, sir, madam.
You should probably ask madam. About his assistant. If you see his assistant, that's fine. But we reckon his assistant might be about to go mad and die.
Yep. I met his assistant the other day, didn't yes. I?
You met him again now. Dutton comes out. So, hello, sir.
Mr. Dutton.
Yes.
Yes. Your reputation precedes you, sir. How are you feeling?
Do come in, sir. I'm very well, thank you. And you, sir?
As well as can be expected, given the portents. Now then, I have a question for you, Dutton. I wonder, you remember I came in a state of some excitement nearly yesterday.
Yeah. I'll be the high-waisted trousers, sir. They reveal so much.
I wonder if you could... consider allowing me to look at your business ledger, perhaps. I have a list here of people... never mind. And I wonder if I might be able to correlate that with the ledger. I'm just interested to see if any of them have been victims or patrons of this establishment.
The ledger, I'd have to ask Mr. Bootwell, sir.
Oh, only come on, we're both men of the world.
Well, I don't have access to the finances, sir. But I can ask
all
Mr.
right,
Bootwell.
How much?
Sir, if you just wait here a moment,
a guinea.
I'll just speak with Mr.
It's still very quiet.
I'll do you have any idea? Any idea?
I'm not from round him.
You're from England. Time traveller.
A guinea is now I can afford to get married money.
From the point of view, from the point of view of a shop assistant,
I've got my
basically.
Fingers crossed.
It's a lot of money.
I said pig very quietly under my breath after I said guinea.
He's like, how dare you? How dare you?
Can he foul?
He's an honest young lad. Is that so right here?
Just joking. All right, go and get Mr.
He of course, presumes Bootwell. You are joking, and we'll fetch Mr. Bootwell, who is, you know, off in the dark room. You'll hear.
Does he look? You know, does he look all right? Does
give
he
me
cope
some
well with my psychological onslaught?
Yeah. Does he look tired?
Give me a. Assessing
tired,
someone's accursed condition.
Psycho...
Yeah.
That's not a thing in this, is it?
Psychodetection?
Psychodetection, yeah.
Insight, I believe.
Insight, all right. That'll be an 80-something, so probably not.
Ooh, a bit peaky.
I'm good at insight as well, 85.
Maybe a...
Hello?
Bit peaky to demand the return of the 25 guineas or whatever it was.
It was 10 guineas, I think.
10 guineas, perhaps.
I'm sure it was more than that.
It was more than 10 guineas. I'm pretty sure it was more than 10 guineas.
Eagle eared listeners. We probably don't have any listeners, literally, eagle ears.
That would be
an eagle.
Just no external ears. Basically, yeah. And slightly. Do they have the slightly ajar thing, or is that only?
I think that is eagles. Yeah.
Do you actually mean ajar?
Asymmetric.
My ears are ajar, not being one of those phrases I'm familiar with.
When is an ear not an ear? With no external...
asymmetrical.
Genitalia.
Anyway.
Is it external meatus? I'll have to Google that. Carry on. Yes,
it is a bit of a carry on, you're right. Bootwell comes down, you hear the hurried footsteps of a man who has heard that an extremely wealthy person has just entered his shop. Sir?
Bootwell! It's true! Every word of it is true! How was I such a fool? I need your ledger, man. And quick about it!
My ledger, man?
No, your ledger, comma, man, exclamation mark.
What would you
and
do with
quick
that
about
thing
it,
for,
three
sir?
Exclamation marks. I have no time to explain. Please. This is a matter of utmost importance.
You did give him quite a lot of money.
I did.
He will start unlocking, you know, he'll go and fetch it from, where does he keep the ledger?
On the ledge.
Workroom. Yeah. Somewhere in the back office. Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that so sound like a euphemism?
I'll just get the ledger for you, sir.
Yeah, he does so.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. Now, may Scott. I have some time to peruse it? Obviously, I will not take it from this shop. I wouldn't dare, sir. I would not dare. But if I could have some time and some quiet and a small glass of brandy to merely look through this ledger and compare it with this list of people, I would be very grateful.
I mean, to be honest, that is private business records, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, I'm a very private man. That's fine.
That's all very well, sir, but well, I think I do need to be here when you're taking a look at it, sir.
Okay.
And also, I'm not sure it'll make much sense to you.
Yes, I may need some translation. And the brandy?
A brandy for the gentleman.
Large glass. Double, please. Okay, all right, let's whip out the list of stiffs and loonies and compare it to the ledger.
You do so.
I haven't, yeah. It doesn't say stiffs and loonies on top of the list.
I assume not, no. You've written it backwards to fool.
You know. Yeah, that fits.
Loonies and stiffs.
Yeah. Okay, what have we got here? Do any of them look familiar? Now, I've got dates as well.
You have, yeah.
So I'd like to...
Yeah, you've got summary. So it has got summaries of all the photos that have been taken, you know, clients. They've got little numbers and things on, which in a lot of cases will probably refer to the negative plates. Because he's probably keeping the more expensive ones in case extra copies are wanted. Rather than recycling them, which is what you do otherwise.
There's going to be a dramatic finish to the ledger when I find the entire royal family in a group photo. And he's King Ralphed his way through the entire British establishment.
Yeah.
Death of Sacklerberg Gotha.
The meeting of all the crowned heads of Europe.
Welcome to the Republic of Britain.
You do indeed find, you know, basically a lot of
lost you again.
It's him.
Hello?
You froze for a second.
I'm back.
So we lost...
I'm
just back. Before you said, certainly not switched, we lost you for a few seconds.
I see. So, certainly not all of the names, but you do find quite a lot of those names showing up as entries in here, which are the ones indicated as being with the expensive stuff.
Okay. So, right. So these are ones that have had time to... Would they have come into the shop, or were they some of his travelling... photos.
It's a mixture. On the map. So when you ask him about them, he will tell you. So in the summer he goes up to Cleethorpes for a few weeks because there's a lot of business there. Holiday makers want to take a photo with their family and such like. So
God,
he does
in
fact.
Half the God,
so actually, there's probably a lot more than on this list.
Quite possibly.
Okay, and what's the sort of thank you. That's very helpful, sir. What's the sort of timing between the incidents and the photographs? Is it roughly a similar period of time?
So in most cases, it seems to actually be quite a while, like months. About, for example, Sir Ashby and a couple of others.
Yes.
Is that their names appear multiple times in the list.
Ah. And how many times has he photographized his assistant?
So it's like radiation builds up.
He hasn't made a list of how often.
He wished to tell his assistant to get his affairs in order, just check he's got a will, that sort of thing. Okay, I experience a chill down my spine as actually the bullshit that I've been spouting for years is sort of confirmed as I look through this list of deaths and correlations.
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying this out loud, that's in a monologue.
See, these numbers here, those are the negatives, which I keep in the workroom in case there's any prints wanted. Any further prints, which sometimes people do want.
So when they appear multiple times, does that mean you've photographed them multiple times or you've developed their picture multiple times?
Oh, for example, this one, Sir Ashby, I took him, well, every year, actually. So there's been, well, there's been quite a few photographs, but there's these three with the, you know, the new process.
And you acquired the jar three years ago, is that right?
About 3 years ago, that's right, so yeah.
Hmm. Who is your... Do you have any more... My concern here, Bootlicker, is that the...
His name's not Bootlicker. What, I mean, you're really, really an expert at ingratiating yourself with people, aren't you?
Is that there is something in the photographization process due to this jar which is dangerous, possibly... spiritually dangerous. Are there any people you have photographed multiple times other than Sir Phipps?
Well, there's a few. You'll see.
Who's
you'll
your most
see,
frequent flyers, shall we say?
I mean,
entirely anachronistically.
There's a couple of people that have had, you know, a couple of photos, sir, but that, I mean, that's about as far as it goes.
So would Sir Phipps be your most... popular?
Yeah, because he likes to have one to commemorate the the fate.
Hmm. Shame he met his own fate later.
It's
on.
Very, that's right. Yeah, very unfortunate.
Yeah, but he got what I was doing there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this
I
seems
think
to
just
confirm.
Tried to ignore it to save embarrassment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was just drawing attention to it to make sure he got the joke. This seems to confirm some, and my demeanour will have dropped more to a less flamboyant tosser at this point. This does seem to confirm some worries that myself and my colleagues have had. Thank you for your trouble.
Oh, well, you're very welcome, I'm sure, sir.
Do look after your assistant. He may have been exposed to danger.
I was going to say, I mean, quite a few times, that's how the process works.
So quite a few times?
Oh yeah, we take a lot of photos.
Of yourself?
For testing purposes, you see.
Okay. I don't wish to alarm you, sir. But you may have been exposed to a potentially dangerous substance. Hitherto unknown to science.
I suspect the term of the day would be an emanation.
You have experienced some troubling emanation. No, I can't. I'm sorry, I had a lot of sprouts yesterday.
It's quite a large glass of brandy, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, so. Yes, it was. Yeah. Look after yourself. You don't have any children, do you?
No, no, sir. No.
Oh, good.
Bit late now.
Well, I think you should be safe now. I shall deal with the vessel. And
you just told him basically that he's going to die. But
well,
I think you should be safe now.
Your
well,
customers,
I mean, actually, that's a lie. But
yeah, the rest of you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're always welcome, sir.
Now, if I wanted you to feature in a new book of mine, would that be okay? I would disguise your name.
It's probably better for business if you don't, to be honest, sir.
Really?
How's anyone going to know to come here?
Oh, I see. What you mean, you don't want me to disguise you. Perfect. Okay, well, I may be in touch.
Right, you are, sir.
Before
the case of the fatal photographer, it is.
There we go. Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, Right, brilliant. Thank you. I can't take his ledger, but I've scribbled on the list all that stuff.
You will also found some names of people who have been photographed who are not on your list of episodes.
Well, that would make sense. Not everyone would make the news, would they? Yeah. So it seems to be some months. Is there an average time, or is it just some months afterwards?
It seems to vary a lot.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Back to the tea shop in time for tiffin.
Quick out the ginch.
It's true. There is a... I don't know what sort of level of correlation we need, but look at this. And he took a lot of pictures of people that aren't mentioned in these. There are a lot of tourists. God knows why they're going to Cleethorpes, but a lot of tourists.
I presume it's for the waters. That's the reason people go to most places, isn't it? It's either mountain air or waters, and to the best of my knowledge, Cleethorpes has waters but not mountain air.
I was misinformed. something was drifting away from the nub of the old spigot. Which
by doing
is...
Sean Connery in Casablanca, yes, just a little.
He would have been good in Casablanca, wouldn't he? Here's looking at you, kid. That was Sean Connery in Casablanca. We'll always have parrots. Not parrots. Parrots.
Just imagining some sort of revenant parrot. Eternally pursuing Sean Connery.
Now, wouldn't that have been a better...
I've been running from those parrots for 40 years.
I think
Red Dwarf did that joke.
They
did. Called
I
parrots.
Think that might be why I had that in my head. But not relevant to this situation.
No, indeed.
So I don't know if there's any... Now, both the photographer and his assistant have both been significantly exposed. And I don't... you don't have the ledger here, but the people who were exposed the most... Sir Phipps, for instance, was photographed every year.
Sir Ashby.
Oh, Sir Ashby. Well, I don't
I realise your social etiquette may not be...
Am I?
I'm thinking...
Do you have social...
Yeah, but like, if you're a knight, don't they go off your last name? I suppose you didn't have last names.
No, never.
What about in...
Sir Gawain?
Medieval
Sir Lancelot?
Europe? I thought
he's
it was
not,
like...
You know, Dave Colin. Lancelot,
I
is he?
That was it, yeah. Colin Gawain, Dave Lancelot, and Phil Spector.
You know, obviously, they got a name like Lancelot Oglethorpe. That's why the convention came around. Actually, could we just base it on the first name?
You know... Nowadays, oh fuck. Wait, no, I haven't muffed it. Have I muffed it? There's...
Probably.
So hard to tell.
This is
nowadays,
actually long enough to work as a ringtone.
You don't get many people called Lance. But in the old days, they were called Lance a lot.
You had muffed it quite Lance. Badly, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't.
Another half glass and you'll be doing the Demerara joke, I imagine.
I won't do an accent with it. Right.
So
we have to face really how we deal with the wrap up here. If we've... What is our remit, really?
Well, is there any cure for the people who've been exposed? We don't know. We don't even know what the problem is.
No, but the professionals presumably would.
So is it worth...
Would they believe us?
No.
I say us, obviously you, because you know what you're talking about, apparently.
They might believe the Reverend. He is an authority on spiritual matters. Or maybe you could bring it to the attention of the...
Unfortunately, I think we are going through a time when there is some tension between... The world of the spiritual, represented by a reverend, and the world of the the natural philosopher, as it were.
But basically what you want here is a Catholic. To be sure there was a possession. I mean, that's what they say all the time, right?
Yes, thank you. Yes, there we go.
So we need to find a Catholic. Right, okay.
But we don't, I mean, we don't understand the mechanism for this peculiar insanity.
No, and there's also the question of, I mean, what do you think, Tina? We were hired to find out what had happened to Sir Ashby, we know.
As I see it, there are two things which feel to me like dangling threads. One is we need to destroy, or in some way make, put beyond harm, the jar plus the contents, whichever of them it is, or probably both.
Well, we can take the silver out, presumably that's okay.
Well, we don't actually know what causes...
Yeah, it could be either.
What causes the problem?
I think I would like to destroy both. Just to be
Can we investigate the provenance of this?
The other is this, the Otley Bazaar. I mean, we don't know anything about this. Is it just, you know, a sale people bring things to that happens every month? Is it? Yeah, we don't know. But if there's anything else that might have been sold from that ship, we want at least to look into it.
And maybe we could also find out what this jar was used for. On, like, was it a store for food? Is that why they all went mental? Was it like a salt seasoning thing? Ship.
I may be misremembering. I thought he said that he had found it with the silver in it.
Yes, he did.
Right. Wait, it wasn't to do. All he did was take a photo of the ship. It wasn't on the ship. Mm. So it's not the ship at all. The ship's a red herring.
Good lord, that size.
A giant sunfish of a red herring. So, is that right? It wasn't on the ship. He just took a picture of the ship.
We don't know, I think.
He was the ship's doctor of the ship.
He was the ship's doctor of the ship.
So that's why in the book about the Curse of the Birkenhead, there's lots of photos taken by Mablethorpe while he was the ship's doctor.
Okay, so he'd done him over with his... photographizing. So if we could find the provenance of this thing,
well, we could just take a few ordinary photos of it so that we've got a record, maybe give it a rubbing, that kind of thing.
That's cunning. We set up a mirror and use the silver in the jar to take a picture of the jar, and then it drives itself mad.
Or maybe that amplifies its effect. So that everyone in, you know, half a mile radius goes mad.
Goes mad.
What happens if you put a mirror between two mirrors?
So they're the only things. The shop at Otley, but I think more prominently, Mablethorpe and his life story. And where he got this.
But my query is, what are we actually here for? And what obligation do we have? We cannot... attempt to fix things for all of the people who've been affected by this and are still alive.
No.
We have no means to do that. We don't know of a cure. We don't know of anything that can reverse it. Obviously, some people are already dead. We don't know if the people who have been afflicted with a madness are going to die prematurely because of that.
Mm.
Aside from the appalling level of medical care they'll be getting. Or if they are perhaps not affected enough for it to kill them.
Well, perhaps,
they haven't had enough photos.
Perhaps, Benjamin, if we find out at least something about this vessel, maybe there'll be some indication of how to cure it, or at least how to disenfranchise it.
They didn't manage to decurse the ship, did they?
But they did, know it was cursed? Why would there be any sort of thing saying, oh, and here's how to get rid of the curse, if they don't know there's a curse in the first place?
Mm. Well, if we find that out, and then, if not, it's a great backstory for my novel. So that would be... I think the only thing I can think left to do is find out what's up with this vessel, man.
Or we could just come up with a way to dispose of the thing... and go to Lady, the widow, the widow Phipps, and
it's the widow Phipps, but it's Sir Ashby.
No, it's all right. It was just it's just thinking about Mark's character, who seems to have a bit of a thing for. the Virgin Connie Swales, isn't it?
Now, where in Lincolnshire, home of the largest landfill site in Europe, could we dispose of a cursed vessel?
My thinking would be to encase it in cement or something similar, or plaster of Paris perhaps, inside a metal vessel, which would then be dropped down the biggest hole in the ground we can find. An abandoned mine, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Plentiful in Lincolnshire. That's a lie. Notoriously swampy Lincolnshire.
All we'd have to do is go down to, say, Cornwall and find one of the mines that
this
had
is
some
what
catastrophic
went wrong in
accident.
Cornwall. We left it there by mistake.
We're not going to be responsible for things going wrong in Cornwall.
Okay.
I just wonder, you know, considering the enormous expense that we've inexplicably found ourselves subject to, what else must we do?
The orphans can go to the library this year.
Shocking. Okay.
I was just double checking something and I realise in 1866, Camac flees England to avoid arrest. So I'm afraid that consultation is not currently available.
Oh.
Camac? Do you remember Camac?
No.
That was the one that Nestlé just discontinued, was it? That's not a chocolate bar.
That'll be it. Invisible fires?
Shrinkflation. Oh, yes.
Invisible fires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mr. Camac with his rings.
Mm-hmm. You've lost me, I'm afraid.
No, that was a game that you weren't in.
Oh, okay.
Ah, okay, that would explain my memory issues, I just presumed I couldn't remember what.
But
if I wasn't in it, even more reliable.
Yeah.
All right, well...
A scholar of the occult who would otherwise have been quite useful.
Well, we're
I just realised there's a crossover period.
I think that is a sticky... We're kind of aimlessly grasping at loose chads. But we don't need to, from the point of view as we have. We think we've wrapped up the adventure. So
we also don't know if being in the possession of this thing is a bad idea. I think we need to dispose of it quickly.
I agree. I would like to do some backstory.
I mean, you look after it until
novel.
Then, obviously.
No. I've licked it once. That's enough. So I don't know. We could do some perfunctory research and see if we can find anything about it.
I find myself inclined to go to Otley. Which is not a thing I say very
in
often.
In general?
Right. I mean, we could.
Isn't it northern?
Yes.
It is, unfortunately, yes.
It's not that northern from us, is it, love?
From here?
Yeah.
No.
It reminds me of the case of the Priapic pensioner of Preston.
It's on the...
He started
on 10?
In Preston, did he?
No, not on 10, the X something.
He's certainly in Preston when he... Anyway, I'm going to get a bit...
Yeah.
I'm fairly convinced that Nick's ears just get very hot after a while and he has to go and wave them out of a window.
They function as a cooling device.
Gigantic illuminated headphones.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
No, just sort of reaching the point where I think at what point do we... Are we kind of overstretching, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the focus in Otley, then? What's the purpose of the visit? To try and find a source for this thing, or what?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, see if the if there was anything else from that same cellar which might be related to the ship.
So you don't think this is just an isolated thing that was aboard the ship? You think something else might have the same qualities?
Let's look into it, is the way I feel at the moment.
But then it wouldn't have affected Sir Ashby, would it? We've effectively found...
We haven't accounted for every madman in Lincolnshire.
No, we fulfilled our original brief, which was to find out what happened to Sir Ashby. However, we haven't found out exactly what happened to him. We have found the cause of it, we think, but we don't know what actually happened to him. It looks like he was chased by something.
Well, but he believes he was chased by it.
Exactly, but... And we believe that it was caused by the jar or the silver powder in the jar that was used by the photographer. But we have no proof of that.
How do we find proof,
though?
Might
just be a coincidence.
Well, it might be, but we're really trying to come up with a story that perhaps put the poor lady's mind at rest, unlike her late husband. I mean, we can't really say, oh, I'm afraid your husband's soul was probably sucked out of his body and is now residing in the deepest pit of hell. Bad show, never mind. Still, you're relatively young, you could remarry. You know, I mean, we've got to be reasonable about this.
Well, we've made the evidence on her. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm happy for a trip. Let's go to Otley and see what we can find.
If you are curious about the facts, you do have the names of a number of people who, as far as you know, are not dead. Some of whom are
that makes
quite
it
likely
easier to interview.
In the asylum, who might be able to shed some light on the experience.
There's just, I don't know, interviewing people disturbed like that. It seems unreliable, for one thing, but also a bit distasteful somehow.
We got Phipps's... Sorry, Sir Phipps... Fucking hell.
You can refer to him as Phipps. It wouldn't be, the done thing, but it is at least more correct than Sir Phipps. Assuming you'd not been to school with him, you probably just wouldn't refer to him as Phipps.
Fippo.
The Fipster, the Fipmeister, Fipski, Fippy Baby.
Blimpy.
My God, that's got a head on it.
Thank you.
Not much else, baby.
That's a good head, is that? Let's the air breathe. Or something.
How very European of you.
Put hairs on your chest, that will.
Right. So do we hit Otley first on the basis that anything that's in the shop might potentially get sold if we leave it too long? Or do we hit the asylum first on the understanding that people might perhaps come to an unfortunate end?
Or do we split the party?
Let's go to the shop.
Otley, yeah, let's go to Otley. We all secretly harbour a desire for Otley.
Okay. You take the train to Yorkshire and arrive safe and sound
in Yorkshire.
Otley.
Bloody hell.
Yes, indeed.
I did say it wasn't very far from us, from where we are.
From where we are now.
Right, but it is far, to clarify, it's far from Lincolnshire.
Yes. Yeah,
reasonable way, yeah.
Yorkshire is, yeah.
I always thought Lincolnshire was
near. Well, it's not,
actually.
Lincolnshire is next door, more or less, to
That's
Yorkshire.
That's what I thought, because there's Lincoln...
But Yorkshire's really bloody big.
Lincoln mm-hmm. Green is, like, from Lincoln, isn't it? And he was in Sherwood Forest.
But Lincolnshire is quite big. So
Yorkshire's even bigger.
Yeah.
We're obviously talking, by English standards here.
Hmm.
Anyone in Australia listening and currently pissing themselves at the idea that Yorkshire's quite big.
We know who you are.
It's about the size of a ranch.
Otley is on the far side
of
Yorkshire from Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right. So a train or two will be involved.
Indeed. But
probably changing it crew, just on general principles.
Lincoln. I mean, one always changes at crew. Why not?
Why would you go to crew from Lincoln?
Because that's where most of the railway lines go.
Well,
perhaps this is not entirely germane to the scenario.
No.
Sure not.
Well, bless you, Shim.
You arrive safely in Otley.
Where did we change?
I think I must have dozed off. Did we stop at Crewe or not?
No, we stopped at York.
Right. Should have bought a souvenir or something. Oh, well. Right, did we have the address of this shop or just the general location?
Well, is it a yes. shop or is it a periodic market? Okay,
it's a shop. It's a shop called the
Art Let's Hope It's a Shop.
I thought he said it was an antique shop.
Yes, so did I.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, does Betty's exist in 1866?
I don't think it does it? I think that's too early.
In Otley?
It's too early. Yeah.
Is there a Betty's in Otley?
Yeah.
Fat rascal.
Right, I'm just asking. Oh dear. Oh, we laughed. Right. There's one in Ilkley. Oh no, they're right.
I've had kedgeree there, it was very good.
Lucky.
And like mercury on a Teflon pan, Shim watches the adventurers lose their grasp on the plot.
There is one in Otley, right, it's Ilkley, isn't it? They're next door to each other.
Well, are they?
More or less.
I presume you need a hat.
to
Betty's.
Swing round to Ilkley later and see if they've invented Betty's yet. But for now, you're in Otley.
We're in Otley.
Heading down a modest street of shops to where you are told you might find the Otley Bazaar.
The Condotarium doesn't have established in the window.
No, shocking, shocking. Row of shops, but, you know, that sort of thing, you know, probably a Chandler's and...
Would they have Chandler's in Otley?
Well, they do now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Herbalist. I don't know. Small bookshop. And here is the Otley Bazaar.
Splendid.
Yeah. It's got anyone who's got anthropology?
I am the shizzle of that.
I've got zero. Absolutely zero.
I have rolled two less than my previous roll, but sadly my previous roll was 85.
You know, the lockable grill that it's got on it is in the perhaps Moroccan style, it's Arabian ironwork. Not currently locked, though. The shop is open. There is a sign in the window. Otley Bazaar, purveyors of sundries, literature, first and second hand, music and fine arts, children's toys, finery, fancy goods, perfumes, gifts, fabrics, rare teas and spices, instruments and curiosities, whatever you wish.
1919, apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we go to Otley, we'll be 53 years early.
Yeah.
I think that would be Harrogate as well.
Yeah,
probably.
Sorry, Sam, I wasn't listening. I was calculating the difference in time between 1919 and 1866.
Huh? Yes, yes, reasonable.
Well, let's just go in and look for some literature.
Nice shop you got here, sir.
When would you like something unfortunate to happen to you?
Yeah.
if you... It's too early for the ukulele.
No.
If you sort of antique shop full of sundries called Bazaar... That's probably a pretty accurate picture of what it looks like.
Okay.
Shelves tightly packed, piled with stuff.
A curiosity shop. In Salem that had everything from cars to human brains for sale. That is my favourite shop ever. I bought John a ukulele cover there.
Made of human brains.
I thought you were going to say, and I thought fabulous, I bought myself a car.
Well, John a brain, because his was having problems.
Oh.
He got me a copy of I've Never Seen a Straight Banana.
That's right. I didn't realise quite how racist the cover was until I examined it more closely.
I've got PDFs that are tragically worse.
Okay. Shim, continue.
I haven't. I'm just not moving.
No, is
that? Anyway, I'm imagining such a shop.
Yeah, you know, stuffed animals, you know,
let's look for something nautical.
All kinds of things. Smell of lavender. Lots of toy, marvellous toys triggers. In buckets near the entrance, presumably for the young crowd.
Children.
We yes,
tend to call indeed. Them in the Victorian era.
Children, my apologies. There is a...
Seen but not heard.
Oh, God.
And speaking of which, there is a lady sitting in an armchair...
In...
Near the door. Intricate glass
lost you
cup.
A bit there.
Yep. There is a lady sitting in an armchair near the door, sipping tea.
Excellent.
From.
I shall say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Yeah, you know, friendly. Is it? Ah. Free. If I've had the pleasure of seeing you here before, welcome to my shop. Please take a look around. If there's anything that interests you, you know.
Well, I have a hankering for, see if I can find anything nautical.
Nautical?
Very fond of the sea, you know. Something with that sort of connection. I'll pull out a pair of pince-nez and peer at something randomly. Oh, beg your pardon, yeah. Reverend.
I believe we have some hats, seashells of all kinds, corals, sponges,
I shall have a look. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do I see anything at any point that I think I bet that was on a ship that had a curse on it?
Were anything medical?
Specifically where you go had a curse on it.
He was the ship's doctor, wasn't he? Any medical?
He was the ship's doctor.
Like
a set of bloody tools. No.
Aha! Has this been used on seamen? Sorry.
I'm just going to mute
put
you
my black light away.
Bearing in mind my background, I should be able to spot nautical stuff.
Yep.
Doing favours for sailors.
People need stuff doing. You know, I see a couple of...
stuff.
Very important. Shipping. Yeah, exactly. You know, you'll find, you know, some caps, and I think there's probably some, you know, that sort of trays and things they sometimes have on ships, so it's harder for your food to fall over, you know, that kind of thing. I'm trying to think what else you'd find on ships, honestly.
Anything named for the specific?
There is no Birkenhead loot.
Okay.
Specifically.
No, nothing like a, you know, nameplate or an instrument binnacle or anything like that.
No, I mean the ship was not his, and you do know it was, you know, decommissioned and taken apart.
So anything that might look like portable sort of doctor's medicine chest, that kind of stuff. A lot of the stuff would have been like chests that individuals had. If it wasn't built into the ship, they'd have taken it aboard in a very often a sort of purpose-built thing.
Yeah.
So something along those lines is a possibility.
Yeah, if you poke around for a while, you might well find a small wooden chest containing... I mean, it's not going to have scalpels and stuff in, probably, but containing some things that a doctor might have had.
And in that case... I'll look for some initials on it.
I think HM is probably engraved there.
The Queen. Oh no, sorry.
Mabel. What was eight? What was his first name?
Henry.
There we go. Wait, that's the same as those initials.
I believe that we should do two things. One, keep a little quiet about this, but it could well be the sort of thing we're looking for. And two, don't let Zane anywhere near the negotiation for price.
Okay.
Money is no object.
Because it's not your bloody money.
Yes, I think the ideal person for negotiating a good price would, of course, be the Reverend. As he has a little bit of leverage with his management, you see.
I will appraise it.
Mm-hmm.
I get 28 under 40.
Yeah. It's in pretty good condition. It's clearly been, you know, used. It's but was probably reasonably expensive when first purchased. It's not exactly the sort of thing you're going to need for a household, so it's not that surprising. Mm. It's been here for a little
more
while.
More of a curiosity type.
Yeah. Thing.
Or if you happen to be going on an expedition or going to sea and, you know, this sort of chance.
Just what I'm looking for, yeah, yeah.
We can't tell if anything's cursed, you know. We've got no way of knowing if we buy this.
Nope.
No, all so, we can so do is buy it and destroy
it or throw it in a mine. How much are we getting paid for this gig?
Well, she did say plus expenses, didn't she?
I'm pretty sure she hadn't met you.
10 fucking guineas.
So how much do I reckon this is worth? A couple of shillings?
Couple of shillings, yeah, probably.
Okay.
I mean, whether she knows it's worth that much is, you know, uncertain. If it's been here for a while, you know, maybe... not a place of particularly high premium on it.
It's not got any names carved and etched into it or a plate with a name on or anything like that on it.
It's got HM, the initials on it. But
so it's probably his.
It's plausibly of the right sort of age.
You could ask her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to? Or?
No, go for it.
Madam, we lay ourselves in your hands. We are searching on behalf of a distressed gentlewoman, particularly for items relating to a Henry Mablethorpe, or late of the Birkenhead. Now, a jar, slightly unusual decoration, containing powdered silver, I believe. He was a bit of a photographer.
That
I know was sold some time ago.
Yes, quite a few years ago now.
And this looks as though it might well be a chest that he would have used on the voyage. So it's certainly of interest to our patron. So really, what I'm looking for is there anything else do you think that would be relevant here? I say with my character 17.
Hmm. Well, of course, I do take note of any purchases I make. I vaguely recall a gentleman.
Whether if these arrived as a single lot, you could let us know if there's anything else that might still be.
Yes,
or indeed something else that may have been sold.
There is a slight but not trivial possibility of danger.
Oh, I that seems very unlikely.
Yes, that's what our patron husband thought.
Would you take a moment? I will of course. Just look for my records. She will, disappear into. There's a cubby hole. She'll pull out various ledgers and start flicking through them. Yeah, so this is going to take a little while. And she'll go, yes, 1861, November 1861. Here we are, Mr. Mablethorpe. Jar of powdered silver, ceramic with inscription. Also...
cursed.
She doesn't say that. She will small chest, mahogany,
that's very judgmental.
Large thighs. No,
hung like a stallion.
That might be in a different book. A small black one.
Yeah.
Photographic apparatus. There's a small list of a number of pieces of photographic equipment.
Not photogenic apparatus that requires.
Alas. I think probably a few things
make
like
some notes as you
fancy blankets, you know, a few other things that sound like they might have been curiosities he'd perhaps, nothing particularly interesting, but, you know, perhaps things he'd picked up on his voyages.
Enough blankets other than gonorrhea. Keep it from freezing in the winter, so obviously he bought it for a shilling.
The cameras, I think were sold quite quickly. The jar?
Oh, God. There were cameras, of course there were.
Yeah. Royal photographer.
Do you know who bought the cameras?
I don't.
Can you keep a record of that?
Have a look. Sometime in 18...
The proprietor of the local insane asylum.
I'm afraid not. I have names of who sold things, but not who purchased them.
Fair enough.
The jar? Yes, here we are. February 1864, 4th of February 1863. Well, quite some time ago. Another photographer, as I recall.
Bought the camera as well. Cameras as well as the...
Who purchased the jar. Rather anxious man. He seemed to be, I seem to recall he'd had some sort of accident. Most unfortunate. He was quite delighted to find just what he was looking for, but then that is what
we
offer.
Only he had known.
Who's got a cult?
Oh, hello. Me and the Rev.
Feel free.
I got 40, which is better than you might say.
Everyone's got 10% in it, so you know, we'll give it a go.
And I've rolled 30, which is less than 40, so...
I rolled 86, so I've not got a clue.
I've rolled 67, but my
Yeah, those of you pass, yeah, so while she's having a look through, you know, you find, you know, there's some very minor books, herbs... But Canox, quite a few occulty looking knickknacks amongst
Can I do
the
my heart wasn't in it,
things
joking.
Here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Try it. Yeah.
Canopic jars, Demerara.
No, she left of her own accord.
It's a new of her own accord, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, we don't... There's no reason to suspect the camera... Well, we don't... That's the problem. We don't know... Like, was the man cursed? Was everything he touched cursed? Or was it just this jar?
This is what I mean. We've got no way of actually detecting whether something is cursed, unless unless the Reverend knows something I don't. Mm-hmm. I suppose he does, because I obviously never went to relevant school.
Take a few snaps and wait a few months.
Hmm.
I mean, really, I was working on the idea that the process had been the issue. This material used in the process.
So the more frequently you use it, the more likely there is something's going to happen. So.
Yes, but also that it wouldn't be the camera or the person using it. That was kind of my thinking. But if we open up the possibility that it's wider than that, then...
We're all...
How do we possibly...
Do know.
In big trouble.
Well, something you do know is, of course, that Bootwell is not using the same cameras that Mablethorpe was.
Good point. Thank you.
But we don't know if the cameras are, you know, additionally a problem. And I don't see how we could possibly find out without tracking down who'd got them and and hoping they'd kept a list of everybody who may have gone mad.
Well, then... The other thing is the jar. Is this an generic jar, what medieval people done for curses and things, or is it a specific jar with a history?
I don't know. You could research it.
That's my best next step.
Do you gentlemen have a particular interest, and lady, of course, in this Mr. Mablethorpe or something?
As family, perhaps? Our patron holds the interest. One cannot always account for the vagaries of a collector.
Well, yes, yeah, I believe he I don't think he does any sort of photography these days, but
you know the gentleman.
Only in the past, he fell in hard times.
Is he still alive?
Do you know where he lives?
I think I do have an address somewhere.
Then give it to us, woman, for the love of God.
I've been very quiet this time, Nick friend. But it would be quite useful information.
Melodramatic, I feel.
Yes. I believe he was. I remember. He was raising money to go to Manchester.
Jesus.
Sorry. And it said he'd been offered a. Yeah, he'd been offered a position as a doctor's assistant.
I'm from Manchester. Just I'm allowed to be rude.
You're from Salford.
The same. Well, same thing.
Okay. Well, that pretty much proves then that you know you're not.
Yeah. I never understood the difference, and I grew up there. So.
Well, one of them is full of trams and lovies, and the other is Manchester these days.
Somebody got turned down by the BBC. Yes, give us the address. Come on. Where is it?
Manchester.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
Oh, he's in Manchester. Sidetracked, yeah. Right. Yes. So he's in Manchester.
Last she knew. Yeah, he was going to Manchester.
Well, do you mean Manchester or do you mean Salford? They're different places, you know.
Yeah, I believe he said Manchester.
Nobody would confuse the two.
Which... Sorry,
I thought you were insulting her. Hag.
Well, thank you.
Slap her.
Right, so we've got to go to Manchester now. I'm not used to people being alive when we ask about them.
Well, I assume he died in an asylum years ago.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Do we take his currently living status as a sign that he has escaped the curse, or his presence in Manchester as a sign that he is not?
Yes. Well, he has perhaps not invented the selfie, and that may mean that he's escaped it.
How big is Manchester? It's pretty big, isn't it?
It's huge at
this
time.
It's had that industrial that stuff.
What was the job he was going for?
Oh, my dad would be absolutely horrified to hear me not understanding the history of Manchester.
Doctor's assistant.
So you can just cut that section out and send it.
Bit of a step down for him, then. He had been an actual ship's doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you've been a ship's doctor on a cursed ship, perhaps it's difficult to find...
No, it wasn't cursed till he turned up, as well.
There you go, you see, again.
Perhaps it's difficult
to secure
a... That's
not you making it better, though, is it? In my defence, it was all fine till I arrived. No, hang on.
All right, do we have an address?
But you've got enough to track him down.
What is it? Is it a salubrious part of Manchester?
It's probably okay. I mean, he's working as a doctor's assistant.
There are no salubrious parts of Manchester.
Probably not Altrincham.
That's not really part of Manchester as such at this
stage. Anybody from Altrincham will tell you that they live in
Cheshire borders.
And of course, they did used to be, you know, Greater Manchester and all that sort of stuff. That's very recent, really.
Mm. My postcode in Salford used to be Lancashire.
Mm-hmm. Well, postcodes tell you nothing. Anyway.
Especially in Japan.
It might have been, yeah. Yeah,
it was only the 70s that they... Yeah. Was it that reorganisation?
It was later. It was in my living memory, and I was born later.
You weren't born in the 70s?
Well, I wasn't cognizant.
I do know how old you are, Nick.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't...
You had a birthday this week.
I wasn't sapient in the 70s. And if you weren't sapient in the 70s, you weren't there. Or were you there?
It's a funny thing, Nick, but there are things that didn't happen during my lifetime that I've nonetheless heard of.
Yeah, but I know, but my point is I remember it happening and I was not conscious. In the 70s, I mean.
Are you sure you didn't just imagine it?
Moving swiftly on.
Would you have been prepared to put money on this?
I think it must have been the '80s. I remember it. Postcode. We organise it. Sorry,
Jim. We're depending on the time, we're heading to Manchester.
Yep, you can certainly do that.
We're now in possession of a wooden chest and light a couple of shillings, but what the hell are we going to do with this thing? I suppose we could present it to him as a gift.
1974, but I remember it. I understand.
You arrive in Manchester.
It was the same time that Rutland had problems, hence Rutland Weekend Television.
In some ways, we've always been in Manchester.
Yeah, I've been trying to get away from the damn place for years.
We have always been at war with Yorkshire.
So,
all right. We the, stand outside the Henry prologue. Mablethorpe's house. What's it like, Jim?
It's a doctor's house.
He's a doctor's assistant, though.
He is.
He may not necessarily live there.
Work there.
Care of.
He might work there. He might possibly have rooms there. He might have, you know.
Maybe that's the name of the. Maybe that's you know
a squat or something. But no, yeah, okay. Let's see. Let's turn up en masse and see if we can get any further with this. What sort of time is it now?
Mid afternoon.
What, in reality? Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
In reality,
Dr. Carlton.
Well, it's still light outside. Dr. Carlton, that's the wrong doctor.
Right, shall we go in? Not really sure what the setup of the doctor's office is in this period, to be honest.
Yeah, it was pre-NHS, right? It'd be all Arthur Conan Doyle. They're probably all scribbling out detectives.
Damn near a century pre-NHS. 80 years.
I think typically either they would go out to a small hospital type place somewhere to receive you, or they would go to your house, depending how rich you are. But
hopefully the staff will be in.
A servant will open the door for you. Oh. Good afternoon, sirs. Madam. Reverend.
I present my card. This may seem perhaps a little odd, but we're looking not for the doctor, but I believe his assistant would be by the name of Mablethorpe, I think it was.
Mr. Mablethorpe.
Ah, yes.
Would you come in, please, sir?
Well, of course, I shall gesture the lady in.
Lead you into a small, what is clearly not the normal, you know, sitting room that patients go to, but a small, nice sitting room. I'll just go and see if he's available.
Most kind, thank you.
And
we're here to murder him.
Someone, another servant will bring you tea, obviously. Feet upstairs. Feet coming downstairs. Man in bottom. Somewhere between mid-40s and late-50s comes in.
Is he still going to be a doctor? I suppose he is, isn't he?
Don't
insult him by calling him mister.
Let's call him doctor.
Unless he's a surgeon.
Well, they called him Mr. Mablethorpe.
Could be a surgeon. Well, let's take their lead then.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, ladies.
Mr. Mablethorpe, I believe. How do you do? Benjamin Howarth. I'll introduce everybody.
It's a pleasure. Were you wanting to speak to the doctor?
Matter of fact, we were looking to speak to you, sir.
Me?
Yes, I understand that you were once aboard the Birkenhead.
You see the colour drain.
That's what I'm hoping.
No, that's what we're looking for. Have a seat. You're suddenly looking rather unwell, sir.
You may recall this wooden box, perhaps. I believe
the colour has already drained out of his face, and so does not do so again.
Can't get any paler. Yeah.
Are you quite all right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, not a bad memory, I hope.
Rather a good one, unfortunately.
A good one?
Yes, very difficult to forget things.
Oh, I see. Was that a joke, or am I misunderstanding you?
I think you're misunderstanding.
Excellent. Yes, that's my usual experience. Charisma of 7, socially awkward. Anyway...
He sip tea with shaking hands.
Why is Ben doing the talking?
Why, I ask, is Ben doing the talking?
Because we have our magnetic priest.
I do
the Reverend Ferris Spencer
for dragging up unfortunate memories, but it does seem that some things are not entirely ended.
Oh, fucking pollen! Sorry.
Yes, the death pollen that you brought back from the South Seas.
Oh no. They tore the ship apart years ago.
However, a while ago, you very, very wisely disposed of a certain jar. The silver within it, obviously, for photographic use.
In Yorkshire.
Yes, there does seem to have been some remnant contamination. So at this point, really, we're trying to track down other. Do you have anything still that you had with you then?
That might have contributed to the deaths.
Well, perhaps not. I mean, it may well not be at all obvious.
I don't think so. No, I mean, I didn't want to keep anything.
Good.
The first mate took my photographs for the damn book of his. All I had were my photographic equipment, and I sold that off.
Very wise.
Couldn't seem to make it stick somehow.
And have things, broadly speaking, been better with you since then?
Manchester notwithstanding.
Well, nothing's got worse, I suppose.
Again, apart from Manchester.
Nobody else seems to be dying?
That's what we came to mention. Do you know, had you surmised what may have caused, been directly responsible for the deaths?
No, I hadn't. Something about that damn ship. Some species of fever or some pestilence or something that took hold. I couldn't find anything.
By the way, where did you get that rather unusual jar, apropos of nothing? Just casual comment. He says,
Christmas Ale.
I think it was a gift from someone. It was an old apothecary's thing. I used to just keep some ordinary things in it, and then when I was doing more of the photography, I put that silver in there.
So what sort of things were you putting in there beforehand? Just knick-knacks?
Inert powders for making up pills.
Oh, crap.
Didn't begin to keep any actual poisons in it.
At first.
But, we had some accidents, some things were damaged, storms, broken shelves, and it's hard to get good glassware over there, but I thought, well, I need something to put the...
And along came this jar. Is there
I had the jar, but I had to replace some supplies, the all the chemicals and so on. sourced various things locally. The silver, like, ground up some nasty little trinket I found.
A trinket? Where did you find this?
Oh, it was on some little shop at one of the ports. We call that a ugly little sort of
and
thing.
Which port might that have been?
Name of port in South America.
Oh, South America. Well, that's a bit further than Orkley.
Yes.
So potentially not the jar, but a ground up ugly trinket.
And the GM is muted.
And the GM, the sinister GM, was muted. All the more sinister.
And Nick is.
Yeah, was it suitable? Yes, I don't know which of these places would have been functioning as ports in that time, but for one of them, in Nicaragua somewhere.
Oh, good heavens, there's no way we could go there. We were rather hoping to find the origin for the jar, or it turns out possibly also this trinket, but that would seem to be impossible. Nick, are you bringing along the entire party yourself? We've got three of you now.
My new internet is very fast, but rather less reliable than the other one.
Okay. Funny thing is, I haven't had that green stripy thing all night, and then now I've got it on you again.
I can only apologise.
Oh, well. Right, so might not be the jar. But it might be the jar, we can't tell.
Or it might be the silver, specifically.
Yeah.
Where did he get the silver from?
From a ground-up trinket.
Oh, the silver is the ground-up trinket,
From the port in Nicaragua.
Was any of it left, or did it all go into the jar?
No reason to keep the...
Could you do us a quick sketch of the trinket?
I suppose so, yes. Sort of... He'll pat his pockets and get a pencil and so on.
Who was that fella who found a thing in his soup and, fell off his chair? No, the chap in India.
Yes, in Africa. Someone that Colonel Farnby knew.
Yes.
It's not terribly good. That's clearly not the end of artistic talent that he had, if any, but sort of vaguely robey, kind of vaguely toady looking thing with maybe a flute.
Or are you thinking, Professor, that we should show this to the Colonel Farnby?
Well, it just seemed that the conniption that occurred was rather similar, though that was an instant effect, so I don't know.
Yes, but still, a toad with a flute. Related.
Can I roll anthropology?
You can roll me occult or anthropology. All of them. And see which you passed.
Incredibly. Wait a moment. That toad with a flute.
I rolled 0.8 on my occult as well.
Blimey. Excellent. How's your anthropology?
I don't have any anthropology. Why would I need that?
Okay.
My anthropology isn't above.
Rev, science. You want to roll?
I have with a 0.8 as well. I have passed both anthropology and occult.
Excellent. Okay.
It's flute toad.
Flute toad. Yes. So occult wise, this looks like a less a trinket, more perhaps an idol. A small idol.
If only it had been an idol.
Of, you reckon, for ritual use. What's this? much less pleasing.
Oh.
Astonishingly.
I think you're thinking more Beatrix Potter, aren't you? And Jeremy, what's his name? Jeremy Fisher, is it? Whereas we're thinking madness and death.
Repugnant is very much a word that you're looking for here. Some sort of perhaps cult idol, you might be thinking. Reverend, you might... Obviously, Catholic's not so much your thing, but you might have come across something like this in your theological side. The sort of South American religious practices that were crushed by the Europeans, specifically the Spanish. You feel like you've seen at least something similar to this style of artwork, not this particular figure, but in, you know, things about things that were confiscated and destroyed or
suppressed,
depicted or suppressed, you know, or whatever.
It could be a combination, an unfortunate confluence of these two things, that a cursed item put in a jar that possibly magnifies, focuses it. Now, again, incredibly hard to tell unless we start testing.
I don't think we need to blame the jar at this point. Everything is cognate with the silver.
The silver.
True, true.
So we have to throw the silver away?
No, I don't think we need to just throw it away.
My thoughts are only to blow lamp.
Get it in the crucible and let's melt it down into a solid block. And then possibly, I'm thinking blessing or some sort of... I mean, obviously, Reverend, you're the very much in your wheelhouse.
The lesson of the ages has been taught again. No other weapon purges evil from the earth and rids men from their bondage to the powers of darkness. Only the simple elementals can avail against the elemental foe. Faith in the power of God and in the cleansing power of fire.
Sapphire and steel have been assigned.
And any listener who recognises that, you have good taste in literature.
So,
is it from Battlestar Galactic?
So what now? And how much longer do you want to go on?
Well, about a minute. 2 minutes. Would be kind of my maximum.
As far as I'm concerned, find or borrow a decent jeweler's workshop and melt this stuff down and then bury it somewhere. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we maybe reconvene next week to tidy things up and do any further things you want to do?
Fight the bad thing that appears when we melt it down.
Find the bad thing that appears when you melt it down. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Roll six, obviously.
I don't know how things might work out, but possibly also a hybrid session if we finish that and then might do character generation for Beneath the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Under the sea.
So should we melt this thing down and lob it overboard somewhere and then follow it up with a game of They Came from Beneath the Sea?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, I'll bone up on the old sea dogs.
Yes, you get salty with the seamen. Thank you very much.
Thanks for putting up with us.
No, you did very well.
Is this a one-shot? How many sessions have we...
It was never intended as a one-shot.
It was never a one-shot.
Slow investigative is the pitch. That was about what I was expecting, actually, honestly. At one point, I thought, gosh, they're going to race through this.
And then we did our usual.
It's perfectly possible to just shortcut this thing and shut it down and go home. Mm. And terrible things will still be happening, but we wouldn't know about it.
But anyway, where would be the fun in that?
There are many points at which you can just decide, okay, let's finish now.
Yeah,
but that's deliberate.
We've dealt with that.
String her along and then that's it. Bye bye.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Have a very good evening.
Yeah.
I think I might fall asleep.
Good plan.
See you guys.
No, see you next week. Nothing personal. Good night.